It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
So, big news today. We had another rock and roll passing away, and that was Charlie Watt. We just talked about him.
I feel terrible. We just made fun of him like a week ago. I feel terrible.
Right. So, you know, I heard this today. Well, he had heart surgery a couple of weeks ago. So that's why he dropped out of the Stones tour that's going to be coming up. It was surprising, but I don't think it was that surprising.
Well, you know what's interesting? He was 80. And looking at him, it's funny. 80 is not what I picture. It's not what 80 used to be. Like, I remember when I was a little girl, 40 seemed old. You know, I would see these people and be like, oh, my God, they're 50. They're like, you know, over the hill. But now I see my mom and her friends in their 70s. My mom has friends in their 80s. And you'd never know. Like, they look great. They've had a lot of work done. They wear cute little outfits. They're always, like, running and doing. And it's not – the whole concept of 80 has really changed. And when you look at someone like Charlie Watts and the fact that we were making fun of – there was a photograph that was taken of the band just recently, like, I don't know, like a month ago or something. And they're all dressed like rock stars. They have, like, cool necklaces. They're wearing black and
except
leather.
Except
Charlie Watts, he's wearing, as you said, shopping at Today's Man.
From the pro shop.
Oh, yeah, the pro shop. That's right. He said he was dressed like he went to the pro shop.
So one of my, there's two things when I think of the Stones that I love so much. And one is a performance they did, Havana Moon, and they did the song Sympathy for the Devil. And
what's Havana Moon?
It was just a place where they played. It was an outdoor festival that they played. And when they did this song, it was just like, wow. But this part, you can see what makes Charlie special when he plays drums. But watch how Charlie drums.
He's just mellow. He's just like, it's very casual.
What, I mean, just see how he's going off the beat. He's not really on beat. He has pause.
Yeah.
That's what makes him what he is.
Right. I see. Like, he literally is beating the drum. He's his own drummer. What's that expression?
He's in his own world.
Yeah, he's in his own world.
He's playing his own song. He's got headphones on. And he's just in his own world. But he's in this...
he's listening to Celine Dion.
I mean, look how good they look, though.
They look good for old men. They don't look good. They look good for old men.
When it comes to the Rolling Stones, my favorite story of all time, and this is the story of Mary Clayton.
Me and honey to my other home. Woo!
So Mary Clayton in this shot is walking into a recording studio.
Okay.
You might not know who Mary Clayton is.
I don't.
You don't. You soon will.
Studio.
So she's a beautiful woman in a beautiful blue silk blouse.
She's listening to herself from 1969.
Very late at night.
Oh.
And I was very, you know, a little pregnant. Had curlers and the whole thing in my head, getting ready to go to bed. And we got a call. Mary, there's a group of guys in town called the Rolling Somebodies. They're from England, and they need somebody that will sing with them. They picked me up with silk pajamas on, a mink coat, and a Chanel scarf on my head.
We said it would be wonderful if a woman sang this part about that I'd written about rape, murder, and all this.
So they call her. She's at home in bed in pajamas. She's pregnant. And they said, you need to go to the recording studio and sing a couple lines.
Right now. Just
right now.
Run over there.
Don't even change. Don't take a shower. Just go.
Yeah, they just need your voice. Doesn't matter what you're wearing. Just run over there.
Right. And you're going to sing probably four lines. The only lines really you're going to sing is rape and murder.
Right.
And that's it. And she went, okay.
It was in the middle of the night, and we thought, well, we would love to have a woman sing this part. I didn't know her. I'm from Adam. And then she turned up in her curlers. She was in bed. She got out of bed. And, you know, it was a kind of raunchy part to sing.
I said, what? Rape? Murder? is just a shot away. I started to sing, oh, children, it's a shot away, it's a shot away, with Mick.
She sings the lyrics right along me and with a lot of personality, which is what was needed.
Oh, I have chills.
I went in again and I did that pass on the part that says, Ray Murdoch, just a shot away. So I had to go up another octave. Yeah.
Ray Murdoch, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Ray Murdoch, yeah. It's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Ray Murdoch. It's
wow.
Just
things at sort of 2 a.m. and then you come in the next day and you go, bloody hell, that's good.
Yeah. I don't hear a hand clap.
Oh, I have chills. That's an amazing story. And I have chills about that. And what's interesting about it is that she didn't know who they were. And they were, I guess they weren't that famous, certainly not in her world. So she wasn't intimidated. She didn't care what she was wearing. She was so relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of it too. I think later on, any singer that's asked to perform with somebody that has gotten really far in that industry, you can't be at your best because there's a side of you that's just a little bit intimidated or a little bit, you're judging yourself. Am I good enough to sing on this? And she had no idea that was going to be like a classic song, an iconic song.